Ko Pākehā, te hotaka, ko Dale tēnei. Thanks very much for tuning in. You know, our drill here, we prioritise Māori issues each and every day. Now, there's been a protest in Rāwere this morning. Northern Regional Council has got a hearing on resource consent applications regarding the wastewater treatment plant and consenting processes attributable to that. The protest this morning has been held from 8:30 through till 10 o'clock. That's before the hearing commencement. And joining us to speak about the concerns is Dallas King. Thank you for joining us, Dallas. Ko Dale tēnei.
Kia ora.
Tēnā Dallas. Thanks very much. Most of our listeners won't be familiar with this kaupapa. Could you share the lay of the land for us, please, and tell us why you're protesting this morning at Rāwere? What's the situation there, please?
Oh, the situation is that, as you just explained before, the Regional Council is holding these hearings. They've got some independent commissioners, and those commissioners are charged with the decision of whether or not the Whānau District Council should continue to be given consent and permission to discharge wastewater into the Hokianga Harbour. And, you know, hapū have always been really clear, and in fact, most of our community, a very small amount of our community, were convinced way back in the 70s and 80s that this was an option in terms of providing sanitary wastewater solutions for Hokianga, but we know it's not. A pond-based system, we've got four pond-based systems that discharge into the Hokianga Harbour, Kaikohe, Kohukohu, Rāwere and Opununi or Māpere, and the cumulative effects of that level of pollution of human waste going into Hawaii has never been acceptable. And it's just, you know, as a community and as a hapū whānau, we have been dogged and, you know, unchanging in our stance around the fact that any time you're discharging human waste to water, it's unacceptable. It's just totally unacceptable. And despite the fact that over the last 10 years, multiple alternatives which are affordable, more appropriate for our climate and our landscape, and importantly, have been evidenced and costed and trialled, the council still continues to persist and pursue this methodology, and it's just, we've had enough. Again.
Again. Look, I can understand your frustration. It's infuriating, isn't it, that councils allow this practice to continue in this day and age. And, of course, as you say, any human waste into our beloved moana is totally unacceptable. So The council at the moment are considering resource consent applications. I'm getting the feeling that they want a certain level of okay to discharge a tick box exercise. Where are we at with the discussion, and what are you hoping today's protest will result in?
In terms of where we're at in the discussion, I think we've had lots of discussions and the council hasn't been sincere or genuine in the way that they've conducted those discussions, despite the fact that there are viable, affordable, more affordable, in fact, and appropriate other options. They're not just looking for permission and sort of they're perpetuating, they're part of actively promoting and perpetuating the continuation of this type of technology, a technology that's not suited to the New Zealand climate, to Aotearoa weather systems. And essentially, this system means that every time it rains, we have raw sewage coming into the harbour. And every time it's dry, which is every summer, we have the perfect breeding ground. This system, pond-based system, turns into the perfect breeding ground for toxic algal bloom, which smothers life in our moana. So where we're at in the discussion is that the council, despite having heard from us again and again, they have decided to continue and apply for this consent instead of looking at, you know, genuinely investing time and resource into alternative options. And so what we're hoping to achieve from today, I mean, the best possible outcome would be for the council, the Whānau District Council themselves, to say, you know what, we shouldn't be applying for this consent. That would be the best possible outcome. The best possible outcome of this protest would be for the council to say, we are applying for something in the face of a wall of community that says this is not what we want. So that would be the best possible outcome. The second outcome that we would hope to achieve if that doesn't happen, if the council doesn't have a shot of conscience and sincerity, then we would hope that the commissioners would not grant consent and would instead require the council to go away, revisit their plans and come back with something that's more appropriate and more suited, more affordable and meets the community's needs. And by doing that, it would also set an important legal precedent to say that actually, you know, technology has advanced significantly. There are better, more affordable and more appropriate options for Aotearoa as a whole, let alone for Hokianga, which is, you know, when we stand up as tangata whenua, we introduce ourselves, right? And you meet other people from other industries and they say, oh, kia ora, my name's so-and-so, I'm from this place, or this is my job and I work for this company. And there has to be a certain level of pride and integrity around that for those people to feel okay about introducing themselves. As tangata whenua, we say, kia ora, ko Dallas King tōku ingoa, he uri tēnei no Hokianga. So what the question is for everybody is, what happens when every time, in order to appropriately introduce yourself, the place that you introduce yourself as being from is known by everybody to be the receiving environment of four, in fact more than four, townships of human waste? What does that do to the integrity and the self-worth of a person? And we're talking generations now, and that's one of our key other concerns. You know, they're not saying, actually, can we get permission to do this for 5 years while we look for, while we consider these alternative options. They're saying they want another 30 plus years. In their consent application, they say that there is little to no cultural concern. I mean, it's just beyond belief. Those kinds of actions are unacceptable, untenable.
Tēnā koe, and you represent the kaupapa very well, Dallas. Thanks so much for sharing some kōrero with us. We'll stay in touch. All the best with the protest action this morning. It is your right, and I sense a very proud wahine from the Hokianga, and what we can do without the human waste out of communities like Opanone and Omapere, Kōkiko and the like. Dallas King with us today from Rāwhine. Thank you, Dallas.
Thank you. Ngā mihi.